PFAS have been found throughout the Ohio River. That's according to a recent study from the Ohio River Valley Water Sanitation Commission, also known as ORSANCO. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, the chemicals used in nonstick and stain-resistant products have been linked to cancer, immune system problems, and developmental issues in children.
The report came the same week as the Environmental Protection Agency released guidance suggesting low levels of PFAS are much more toxic than we once thought. The ORSANCO study aimed to give a baseline of how much PFAS is in the river. Several cities along the river get their drinking water from the Ohio, including Evansville. Lane Young is the executive director of the Evansville Water and Sewer Utility. He says he supports the EPA's crackdown on PFAS because it will put pressure on industries that use those chemicals.
There will be more stringent requirements of them and what they put back into the source water. And so that ultimately will help mitigate this.
Young says the EPA guidance also comes at the right time, just as the utility is designing a new treatment plant, which could filter out more PFAS. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.